Welcome to today's lecture. I need to begin by disclosing that this episode is entirely AI generated, including my voice that you're hearing. This episode is sponsored by SkillSync Pro, a fictional digital learning platform that tracks your tech skill development. Though I want to be clear that SkillSync Pro is completely fictional. Some information in this episode may be hallucinated, so please double-check anything important for your studies or career planning. Today, we're examining what experts call the digital divide and its profound impact on career success in our technology-driven economy. This isn't simply a discussion about who has computers and who doesn't. It's far more complex and consequential than that. By the end of this lecture, you'll understand the three-dimensional structure of the digital divide, recognize the specific technical competencies that employers now consider foundational rather than optional, and grasp how digital identity has become inseparable from professional identity in the modern workplace. Why does this matter? Because we're witnessing a fundamental shift in how work gets done across every industry. The student who can navigate learning management systems, collaborate on shared documents, and present confidently in virtual meetings has a measurable advantage over equally intelligent peers who lack these capabilities. This advantage compounds over time. Early career professionals who understand project management platforms can analyze data in spreadsheets and maintain professional online presence. Don't just perform better, they get noticed, promoted, and trusted with more complex responsibilities. The stakes are particularly high because digital competence is now assumed rather than celebrated. Employers don't typically praise someone for knowing how to use email or join a video conference. They simply expect it, but they absolutely notice when someone struggles with these basics. This creates what we might call a hidden curriculum in professional success. The formal job description might not mention digital skills explicitly, but your ability to thrive depends entirely on mastering them. That's what makes this topic both urgent and fascinating. Let's establish our conceptual foundation. We begin with the digital divide itself. Most people define this term incorrectly, so pay close attention to the precise formulation. The digital divide refers to the gap between those who have access to technology and the ability, skills, and confidence to use it effectively, and those who do not. Notice three critical elements: access, ability, and confidence. This is not simply about ownership of devices. Common misunderstanding treats the digital divide as purely an access issue. Who has computers? Who has internet connections? This misses two-thirds of the actual problem and leads to inadequate solutions that focus only on providing hardware. Consider this concrete example from the source material. Two students both own laptops and attend the same university. One knows how to navigate the learning management system, submit assignments digitally, and collaborate on shared documents. The other uses the laptop primarily for entertainment and browsing. Both students have identical access, yet their academic readiness and future employability are dramatically different. The difference lies not in their hardware, but in their skills and mindset. This illustrates why the digital divide is fundamentally about human capability, not just technological access. The framework breaks down into three specific gaps. First, the access gap. This is the unequal availability of basic digital resources like computers, smartphones, and stable internet connections. Some individuals simply lack the physical tools needed to participate fully in digital environments. Even when access exists, it may be limited or unreliable. A student who can only access the internet through a phone with a data cap faces different constraints than one with unlimited broadband. Quality of access matters as much as existence of access. Second, the skills gap occurs when individuals have access to technology, but lack the ability to use it effectively for learning, work, or problem solving. Having a laptop doesn't automatically mean someone knows how to create professional presentations or analyze data in spreadsheets. This skills gap is often invisible to the person experiencing it. They may not realize how much they don't know about the tools they use daily. They can browse the web but struggle to research effectively. Or they can type emails but don't understand professional email etiquette. Third, and most crucial, the mindset gap relates to attitudes, beliefs, and emotions toward technology rather than access or ability. Some individuals feel intimidated by technology, fear making mistakes, or believe they're fundamentally not good with technology. Others resist learning new tools because they're comfortable with existing methods. The mindset gap is self-reinforcing. Technology anxiety leads to avoidance, which prevents skill development, which increases anxiety. This creates a vicious cycle that's difficult to break. The mindset gap is particularly insidious because it prevents learning, slows adaptation, and reinforces both access and skill gaps. Someone with technology anxiety might avoid applying for jobs that require digital skills, thereby limiting their career options. Now we need to understand why digital skills have become essential rather than optional. The fundamental shift is that almost every profession now depends on technology for daily functioning, decision-making, and communication. In business and management, digital tools are used for data analysis, budgeting, report creation, customer communication, and project coordination. Employees are expected to work with spreadsheets, create digital presentations, and collaborate with teams across locations using online platforms. Healthcare professionals now interact with electronic medical records, digital appointment systems, telemedicine platforms, and data tracking tools. The days of purely paper-based medical practice have largely ended, even in traditional clinical settings. In education, teaching and learning have become increasingly technology-driven. Teachers use learning management systems, digital assessment tools, and multimedia resources. Students submit assignments online, participate in virtual discussions, and access course materials through digital platforms. Here's the key insight. Digital skills are no longer limited to traditional technical roles. Administrative staff, social workers, researchers, and service professionals are all expected to interact competently with digital systems as part of their basic job responsibilities. Digital skills improve productivity by helping individuals complete tasks faster with fewer errors. They enhance adaptability, enabling professionals to learn new tools as technologies evolve. They build professional credibility. In today's workplace, digital literacy signals competence and reliability. Most importantly, digital literacy is no longer an optional additional skill. It has become a foundational requirement for career readiness, professional growth, and long-term employability across industries. Let me now walk you through the specific technical competencies that matter most. These fall into three categories: foundational skills, collaboration skills, and emerging skills. Each category builds on the previous one. Foundational skills form the basis of digital literacy. These include using spreadsheets like Microsoft Excel or Google Sheets for organizing and analyzing information, writing professional emails with appropriate tone and clarity, and navigating virtual environments like online meeting platforms. The spreadsheet competency deserves emphasis. Being able to create a simple spreadsheet to track expenses, attendance, project timelines, or survey responses is extremely valuable across roles. In offices, educational institutions, healthcare administration, and small businesses, these tools support daily decision-making. Professional email communication involves more than just sending messages. It requires understanding appropriate tone for different audiences, structuring information clearly, managing attachments effectively, and maintaining professional etiquette in digital correspondence. Virtual environment navigation includes joining online meetings confidently, managing audio and video settings, using chat features appropriately, sharing screens when necessary, and maintaining professional presence during digital interactions. Collaboration skills have become increasingly important with the rise of remote and hybrid work environments. These include working with shared documents, contributing to group projects online, participating actively in virtual meetings, and managing tasks using digital tools. Shared document collaboration means multiple people can edit the same document simultaneously, with changes saved automatically and versions tracked over time. This eliminates confusion caused by multiple file versions sent through email. Instead of receiving five different versions of a report, teams collaborate on one shared document. Virtual meeting participation requires specific competencies: knowing when to mute and unmute, how to ask questions using chat functions, how to share screens effectively, and how to maintain engagement during extended online discussions. Task management using digital tools involves platforms that help teams organize work by assigning responsibilities, setting deadlines, tracking progress, and maintaining accountability. Instead of relying on memory or informal messages, teams can clearly see who is responsible for what and by when. Emerging skills don't require deep technical expertise, but do require awareness and openness to learning. These include basic familiarity with cloud platforms, understanding how AI tools can support work processes, and ability to create and maintain digital portfolios. You don't need to be an AI expert, but knowing how AI tools can make your work more effective, whether for writing assistance, data analysis, or scheduling, provides a competitive advantage. The key is understanding potential applications rather than technical implementation. Cloud platform familiarity means understanding how to store, access, and share files through services like Google Drive or OneDrive. This knowledge supports collaboration, ensures data backup, and enables access to work materials from any location. Digital portfolio creation allows individuals to showcase their work in detailed, personalized ways. Unlike traditional resumes, digital portfolios can include project samples, multimedia presentations, and evidence of practical skills. Now let's examine the specific tools that enable professional communication and collaboration. These platforms are not simply conveniences. They're essential infrastructure for teamwork, coordination, and productivity in modern organizations. Virtual communication platforms include Zoom, Microsoft Teams, and Google Meet. These tools are widely used for meetings, interviews, online classes, and group discussions. Beyond simply joining meetings, professionals must communicate effectively through these channels. Effective virtual communication requires managing audio and video settings appropriately, using chat features to ask questions or provide input, sharing screens to present information, and maintaining professional etiquette during virtual interactions. Professional etiquette in virtual settings includes knowing when to mute your microphone, how to signal that you want to speak, how to use chat functions without disrupting the flow, and how to maintain visual engagement even when not speaking. Project management and collaboration tools like Trello and Notion help teams organize work by assigning tasks, setting deadlines, tracking progress, and maintaining accountability. These platforms make teamwork transparent and systematic rather than chaotic and informal. Instead of relying on memory or scattered email threads, team members can see exactly what needs to be done, who's responsible, and when tasks are due. This visibility reduces confusion, prevents work from falling through cracks, and enables better coordination. File sharing and document collaboration tools, particularly Google Drive and OneDrive, allow multiple users to work on the same document simultaneously. Changes save automatically, versions are tracked over time, and access can be controlled and managed. This technology eliminates the confusion caused by multiple file versions circulating through email. Rather than receiving 5 different versions of a report with conflicting changes, teams collaborate in one shared document, ensuring accuracy and consistency. The power of these tools lies in their integration. Teams can discuss projects in virtual meetings, assign tasks in project management platforms, collaborate on documents in shared drives, and track everything in one coherent workflow. Together, these tools support transparency, efficiency, and effective teamwork. They transform work from a series of individual efforts loosely coordinated through email into genuinely collaborative processes where multiple people contribute seamlessly to shared outcomes. Let me pause here for active recall. I want you to think through what we've covered so far. First question, what are the 3 specific gaps that constitute the digital divide, and why is the mindset gap considered the most crucial? Take a moment to work through this. The 3 gaps are access, skills, and mindset. The access gap involves unequal availability of basic digital resources. The skills gap occurs when people have access but lack effective usageability. The mindset gap relates to attitudes and emotions toward technology. The mindset gap is most crucial because it prevents learning, slows adaptation, and reinforces the other 2 gaps. Technology anxiety creates avoidance, which prevents skill development, which increases anxiety, a self-perpetuating cycle. Second question, how do collaboration skills differ from foundational skills? And why have they become more important recently? Think about the specific shift in work environments that has driven this change. Collaboration skills build on foundational skills, but focus specifically on working with others through digital platforms. They've become more important due to the rise of remote and hybrid work environments, where physical presence can no longer coordinate teamwork. Third question, why do file sharing platforms like Google Drive represent a fundamental improvement over email-based collaboration? Consider what happens with document versions and simultaneous editing. File sharing platforms eliminate version confusion by allowing simultaneous editing of single documents with automatic saving and version tracking. This prevents the chaos of multiple document versions circulating through email with conflicting changes. Now let's continue with productivity and workflow tools. These platforms help individuals manage time, tasks, and mental workload in today's fast-paced academic and professional environments. They're designed to improve efficiency while reducing stress and increasing clarity. Scheduling tools like Google Calendar and Outlook help individuals visualize commitments, set reminders, and manage deadlines effectively. Instead of relying on memory, users can schedule meetings, classes, assignments, and personal tasks in one centralized, accessible place. The power of digital scheduling goes beyond simple appointment tracking. These tools can send automatic reminders, coordinate scheduling across multiple people, and integrate with other productivity platforms to create comprehensive time management systems. Note-taking and information organization tools like Notion and OneNote allow users to store lecture notes, meeting summaries, research ideas, and reference materials in organized, searchable formats. Unlike handwritten notes or scattered files, these platforms enable linking information across topics. Digital note-taking enables users to add multimedia elements, create cross-references between different pieces of information, and access content from any device. A learner can organize notes by subject, topic, or project, making revision and information retrieval significantly easier. Task management tools including Todoist and Asana help individuals break large goals into smaller, manageable tasks and track progress over time. This transformation of overwhelming projects into specific, actionable steps makes complex work psychologically manageable. These platforms typically include features for setting priorities, establishing deadlines, tracking completion rates, and analyzing productivity patterns over time. The result is not just better task completion, but improved self-awareness about work habits and time allocation. We're also seeing increased use of basic automation and AI-assisted tools to support productivity. AI assistants and chatbots can help with scheduling, drafting outlines, summarizing information, and setting reminders for routine tasks. While these tools don't replace human judgment, they can significantly reduce repetitive work and free up cognitive resources for more meaningful activities. The key is understanding what tasks can be automated versus what requires human insight and creativity. Now, let's address a crucial practical challenge: allocating time and learning resources effectively. One of the most common reasons people struggle to develop digital skills is not lack of interest or ability, but poor time allocation and unstructured learning approaches. Many learners feel they need large amounts of free time to learn technology, which discourages them from starting at all. This is a misconception. Digital skills development doesn't require hours of daily effort. 30 to 60 minutes per week, practiced consistently, can lead to meaningful improvement. What matters more than duration is regularity and focus. Consistent, brief practice sessions are more effective than sporadic intensive efforts. This is because skill development requires both learning and consolidation, which happens better with distributed practice. Another critical aspect is prioritization. Trying to learn too many tools at once often leads to confusion and burnout. Effective learners focus on two or three tools that directly relate to their academic goals or career path. For example, a business student might prioritize spreadsheets and presentation tools, while a researcher might focus on reference management and data organization platforms. The key is alignment between learning effort and practical application. Structured learning platforms like LinkedIn, Learning, and Coursera play important roles by providing guided courses, clear learning paths, and curated content. This saves time and reduces uncertainty about what to learn next, making the learning process more efficient. Creating a personal digital learning roadmap transforms skill development from an occasional activity into a sustainable habit. This roadmap should identify specific skills needed, prioritize them based on immediate relevance, and establish realistic timelines for development. The roadmap should also include regular review points to assess progress and adjust priorities as needs change. Digital skills requirements evolve rapidly, so learning plans must remain flexible and responsive to new developments. Let's now examine how technology shapes professional identity and career growth. In today's digital environment, your online presence often becomes the first impression that employers, recruiters, or collaborators have of you. Even before any face-to-face interaction takes place, a professional LinkedIn profile represents one of the most important elements of digital identity. However, a strong LinkedIn profile goes beyond simply listing qualifications. It clearly communicates skills, interests, and career goals in ways that help others understand your professional value. For example, a student who includes detailed project descriptions, internship experiences, and specific skill demonstrations on LinkedIn provides recruiters with clear understanding of their practical abilities. This goes far beyond what a traditional resume can accomplish. Digital portfolios allow individuals to showcase their work in more detailed and personalized ways than traditional application materials. A digital portfolio is a curated collection of work that demonstrates skills, learning outcomes, and practical experience using various digital tools. Like resumes, which must be concise and standardized, digital portfolios can include multimedia presentations, project samples, detailed case studies, and evidence of problem-solving processes. This provides much richer information about candidate capabilities. AI-based tools for career preparation represent a growing area of opportunity. These include interview practice platforms, resume review tools, and skill assessment systems that help users identify strengths and improve their professional presentation. These tools can help candidates prepare more effectively for interviews, optimize their application materials, and gain confidence before real professional interactions. However, they should supplement rather than replace human feedback and genuine skill development. Earning relevant digital certifications can strengthen professional profiles by signaling commitment to continuous learning and demonstrating that an individual is actively keeping their skills current. Certifications provide third-party validation of competencies. However, certifications are most valuable when they align with industry requirements and actual skill development. Collecting certificates without developing genuine competencies creates credentials without capability, which becomes apparent in professional settings. Let me pause again for active recall. This time, I want you to connect concepts across the content blocks we've covered. First question: how do productivity tools and collaboration tools work together to support professional effectiveness? Think about specific workflows. Consider how scheduling tools coordinate team meetings, note-taking platforms capture collaborative discussions, task management systems track shared projects, and file sharing enables simultaneous work on deliverables. These tools integrate to create seamless professional workflows. Second question: why is a personal digital learning roadmap more effective than trying to learn multiple tools simultaneously? Connect this to the concepts of time allocation and skill development we discussed. A roadmap focuses limited time and cognitive resources on high-priority skills directly relevant to career goals. It prevents the confusion and burnout that comes from scattered learning efforts and enables the consistent, focused practice that leads to genuine competency development. Third question: how does digital identity creation through platforms like LinkedIn relate to the broader concept of bridging the digital divide? Think about access, skills, and mindset. Digital identity creation requires not just access to platforms, but skills in professional communication and confidence to represent oneself online. Someone with mindset gaps might avoid creating professional profiles due to technology anxiety, limiting their career opportunities and reinforcing the divide. Now let's examine the common challenges that prevent people from developing digital skills effectively. Recognizing these barriers is crucial for overcoming them, because the digital divide results from multiple interconnected factors rather than single obstacles. Limited access to resources represents one significant challenge. Some learners lack personal laptops, reliable internet connections, or access to paid software. These constraints can slow learning and create frustration that leads to disengagement from skill development efforts. However, access limitations are often more nuanced than simple hardware absence. Poor internet quality, shared computer access, or outdated equipment can create barriers that are less visible but equally problematic for consistent learning. Uncertainty about which skills to focus on represents another major barrier. With so many tools and technologies available, learners often feel overwhelmed about where to begin their development efforts. A student might try to learn spreadsheets, coding, design tools, and AI applications simultaneously without mastering any one of them. This scattered approach leads to superficial familiarity rather than genuine competency, and often results in overwhelm and eventual disengagement. Time management difficulties play crucial roles in preventing skill development. Many learners balance academic responsibilities, work obligations, and personal commitments, making digital skills development seem like an optional extra rather than essential preparation. This perception of digital skills as optional rather than foundational creates a dangerous cycle. Students postpone skill development, then find themselves unprepared for professional expectations, which creates additional stress and potentially limits career opportunities. Beyond practical barriers, many learners face psychological challenges, including technology anxiety, fear of making mistakes, and belief that they're fundamentally not technical people. These mindset barriers often prove more difficult to overcome than practical constraints. Technology anxiety is particularly insidious because it creates avoidance behaviors that prevent the practice necessary for skill development. Someone who fears making mistakes might avoid trying new tools, thereby ensuring they never develop confidence or competency. The good news is that these challenges can be overcome with intentional, realistic strategies. One effective approach involves starting with foundational tools and building gradually rather than aiming for advanced skills immediately. This gradual approach allows learners to build confidence through early successes while developing the basic competencies that support more advanced learning. It also prevents the overwhelming feeling that comes from trying to master too much simultaneously. Seeking peer mentorship and communities of practice represents another powerful solution. Learning alongside classmates, colleagues, or online communities reduces isolation and provides both encouragement and practical support. Peer learning also provides opportunities to see how others approach technology challenges, which can reduce anxiety and provide practical problem-solving strategies. Communities of practice create environments where asking questions feels safe rather than embarrassing. Using free and accessible learning resources such as open educational platforms and tutorials helps overcome access limitations. Many essential digital skills can be developed using free tools and free educational content. YouTube, for example, contains thousands of tutorials for every major software platform and digital tool. While the quality varies, learners can find high-quality instruction for virtually any skill they need to develop, often from multiple perspectives and teaching styles. Most importantly, it's essential to remember that confidence grows through consistent practice, not through achieving perfection. Digital literacy is a continuous learning process rather than a fixed destination. This perspective helps learners understand that everyone continues learning new digital tools throughout their careers. Technology evolves rapidly, which means even experienced professionals regularly encounter new platforms and must develop new competencies. Let me address some common misconceptions that prevent effective digital skill development. First misconception: digital skills are only important for technical jobs. This is completely false and increasingly dangerous to believe. As we've established, every profession now depends on technology for daily functioning. Administrative staff, healthcare workers, educators, and service professionals all require digital competencies. Believing digital skills are optional for non-technical roles leads to career limitations. The correct understanding is that digital literacy has become foundational across all professional contexts, similar to how reading and writing literacy became essential in previous economic transitions. Second misconception: you need to be young to learn technology effectively. This belief prevents many adult learners from developing digital skills and creates unnecessary barriers to career advancement. Research shows that adults can learn digital skills effectively when instruction is properly structured and relevant to their goals. Age is far less important than motivation, practice consistency, and appropriate learning resources. The correct understanding is that digital skill development depends more on learning approach and practice consistency than on age. Many successful professionals develop new digital competencies throughout their careers. Third misconception: learning multiple tools quickly is better than mastering fewer tools slowly. This leads to the scattered learning approach we discussed earlier and prevents deep competency development. Employers value genuine competency over superficial familiarity. Someone who can use spreadsheets effectively to solve real problems is more valuable than someone who has briefly tried 10 different software platforms without mastering any. The correct approach involves focusing on tools directly relevant to your career goals and developing genuine competency before adding new tools to your learning agenda. Fourth misconception: AI and automation will eliminate the need for human digital skills. This misunderstands how AI actually functions in professional environments. AI tools amplify human capabilities rather than replace them. To use AI effectively, you need to understand the underlying processes, ask good questions, and interpret results appropriately. This requires strong foundational digital skills. The correct understanding is that AI makes digital skills more important, not less important. Professionals who can effectively collaborate with AI tools will have significant advantages over those who cannot. Fifth misconception: free learning resources are inferior to paid programs. While quality varies among free resources, many excellent learning materials are available at no cost. The key is learning to evaluate resource quality and finding materials that match your learning style and current skill level. Many professionals have developed strong digital competencies entirely through free resources. Let me provide another active recall session focusing on the challenge and solution frameworks. First question: how do the three types of barriers, practical, psychological, and strategic, interact to create persistent digital skill gaps? These barriers reinforce each other. Limited access creates frustration, which feeds technology anxiety. Unclear learning priorities waste time, which reinforces the belief that skill development is too difficult. Psychological barriers prevent seeking help, which perpetuates practical problems. Second question: Why is peer mentorship more effective than individual learning for overcoming technology anxiety? Consider both practical and psychological mechanisms. Peer mentorship provides practical problem-solving support and emotional encouragement. Seeing others successfully navigate technology challenges reduces anxiety and normalizes the learning process. It creates safe environments for asking questions and making mistakes. Third question, how does the misconception about AI eliminating the need for digital skills actually make digital skills more essential? Think about human-AI collaboration. AI tools require human oversight, interpretation, and strategic application. Using AI effectively requires understanding underlying processes, evaluating output quality, and integrating AI capabilities into broader workflows. This demands stronger digital skills, not fewer. Now let's synthesize everything we've covered and reveal the deeper structure that unifies this material. The fundamental insight is that the digital divide represents a new form of socioeconomic stratification based on technological capability rather than traditional markers like education or social class. What makes this particularly significant is that digital competence operates as both a prerequisite and a multiplier for other forms of professional success. You cannot effectively demonstrate your subject matter expertise if you lack the digital skills to communicate, collaborate, and create in professional environments. This creates a hidden curriculum in professional success. The formal requirements for jobs rarely explicitly list basic digital competencies because they're assumed to be universal. But these assumed skills determine who can actually perform effectively once hired. The three-gap framework, access, skills, mindset, reveals why technological solutions alone cannot bridge the digital divide. Providing computers and internet access addresses only one dimension of a multidimensional problem. The skills and mindset gaps require different interventions focused on education, practice, and confidence building. This explains why digital inclusion programs must address human development alongside technological access to be effective. The progression from foundational to collaboration to emerging skills reflects the evolution of work itself. As routine tasks become automated, human value increasingly lies in coordination, communication, and creative problem solving, all of which require sophisticated digital competencies. The integration of productivity tools, collaboration platforms, and digital identity creation represents a new professional ecosystem where individual effectiveness depends on technological fluency. Success requires not just using tools, but understanding how they connect and amplify each other. However, several tensions remain unresolved within this framework. First, the rapid pace of technological change means that specific skills become obsolete quickly, raising questions about whether to focus on particular tools or general adaptability principles. Second, the emphasis on digital skills may inadvertently devalue other forms of professional competency. We must be careful not to assume that technological fluency equals overall professional capability, or that digital natives automatically possess superior workplace skills. Third, the democratization of professional tools through cloud platforms and free software creates opportunities for increased access, but it also creates new forms of complexity that may overwhelm learners with too many choices. The relationship between individual skill development and structural inequalities remains contested. While individual effort can overcome many barriers, systemic issues like internet infrastructure, educational quality, and economic inequality continue to create differential opportunities for digital skill development. These unresolved tensions suggest that bridging the digital divide requires both individual initiative and collective action to address structural barriers. Neither approach alone is sufficient for creating genuinely equitable access to digital opportunity. The evidence for the importance of digital skills is strong, but not evenly distributed across all career paths. While most professions now require some digital competency, the specific skills and the level of sophistication required vary significantly. This variation means that learners must be strategic about which competencies to develop based on their specific career goals rather than trying to master every available tool. The framework provides guidance, but application requires thoughtful adaptation to individual circumstances. For assessment purposes, you need to understand several key concepts that frequently appear in examinations. First, be able to define the digital divide precisely as a three-dimensional gap involving access, skills, and mindset, rather than simply technology ownership. Questions often ask you to explain why the digital divide persists despite increased technology availability. The answer requires discussing how skills and mindset gaps prevent effective utilization even when access exists. You should be able to categorize specific digital competencies into foundational, collaboration, and emerging skills. Exam questions may present scenarios and ask you to identify which category of skills would be most relevant. Be prepared to analyze case studies where individuals or organizations struggle with digital adoption. Look for evidence of which gaps are creating barriers and what interventions would be most appropriate. Questions about productivity tools often focus on how different platforms integrate to support professional workflows. You should understand how scheduling, task management, and collaboration tools work together rather than treating them as isolated applications. When discussing digital identity and career development, be specific about how online presence differs from traditional professional presentation. Don't just say LinkedIn is important. Explain how digital portfolios provide richer information than traditional application materials. Common exam mistakes include conflating digital skills with general technical knowledge, treating the digital divide as purely an access issue, and assuming that younger people automatically possess superior digital competencies for professional contexts. Avoid listing tools without explaining their professional applications. Instead, connect specific competencies to workplace outcomes and career advancement opportunities. When analyzing barriers to digital skill development, address practical, psychological, and strategic challenges rather than focusing only on resource constraints. Comprehensive answers demonstrate understanding of the multidimensional nature of the problem. For essay questions about overcoming digital skill challenges, structure your response around the three-gap framework and provide specific, actionable solutions for each dimension rather than generic recommendations. Remember that this field evolves rapidly, so principles and frameworks matter more than specific software knowledge. Focus on understanding underlying concepts that apply across different technological contexts. Let me provide you with the essential framework for organizing this material in your memory. Think of the digital divide as a three-dimensional space where each person's position is determined by their access, skills, and mindset coordinates. Professional success in the digital economy requires movement toward higher positions on all three dimensions simultaneously. You cannot compensate for major deficits in one area simply by excelling in another. All three must reach threshold levels. The skill progression from foundational to collaborative to emerging follows the evolution of work itself. As automation handles routine tasks, human value concentrates in areas that require technological fluency combined with uniquely human capabilities. Remember the integration principle. Modern digital competency is not about mastering isolated tools, but about understanding how different platforms connect to create seamless professional workflows that amplify human effectiveness. Use this memory anchor. Digital literacy has become the new reading and writing, not an additional skill, but a foundational requirement for full participation in professional and civic life. Here's the single most important idea in this entire lecture. The digital divide represents a fundamental shift in how professional competency is defined and demonstrated. Digital skills are not technical add-ons to existing professional capabilities. They are the medium through which all other professional skills must be expressed and applied. This means that subject matter expertise without digital fluency is increasingly invisible and therefore professionally worthless. Conversely, strong digital skills can amplify modest expertise into significant professional impact. What to do next? First, honestly assess your current position on all three dimensions of the digital divide. Don't focus only on the tools you can access. Evaluate your actual competency levels and your comfort with learning new technologies. Second, create a targeted learning plan focused on two or three specific competencies directly relevant to your career goals. Use the foundational collaborative emerging framework to prioritize appropriately. Third, practice consistently rather than intensively. 15 minutes of focused practice 3 times per week will produce better results than 3-hour weekend sessions followed by weeks of inactivity. Finally, hold this question in mind as you continue studying. How is technology changing the fundamental nature of professional work in your field? And what competencies will you need to remain valuable as these changes accelerate? This question will guide your ongoing learning and help you anticipate future skill requirements rather than simply reacting to current demands. The digital divide will continue evolving. Your goal is to stay ahead of the curve rather than struggling to catch up.